Talk Live, you can bring up whatever you would like, and all you have to do is dial in toll-free to do that at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 855-450-FREE, and you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Here in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Allie.
Oh, sorry about that, Julia. Try that one more time.
And Julia.
Perfect. All right. So, ladies' night here on Free Talk Live. Of course, we'll take your calls as always. Toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Also, welcome aboard to our newest affiliate, WPNN. They are Talk 790 in Pensacola, Florida, and they're coming on board. They're actually taking our Friday show that we're doing now, and they're going to run it tomorrow morning, bright and early, in Pensacola. So people will be cool. Waking up to you, ladies.
I know people in Pensacola.
Do you?
Hi, right. People.
So cool. Yeah. Hey, Allie's here now, and we'll take your calls about anything. Now, if you're listening later on, you can always call us next week on our Friday night show from 7 to 10 at night Eastern time. And you can always join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. So, to start things out here tonight, I came across an interesting story today about the rat park. And it seemed like something that might have crossed your desk, too, Julia. I'm not sure if you had seen this yet, have
the
you?
The what park? Ew.
The rat park?
No.
Well, rats aren't necessarily ew. I mean, they're mammals, right? They probably share a lot.
They're kind of thought of as ew, like the way we don't think ew with butterflies, but roaches, definitely.
Rats can certainly carry disease and can be dirty, but
pretty sure the people in New York City don't really like rats.
I'm sure you're right about that. I think in most circumstances, you probably don't want rats around.
I actually had pet rats.
Did you?
When I was a little kid, yeah. They were smart.
Exactly. So, you know, in the right environment, they could be good pets, and in this case, they're interesting to experiment upon. So io9.com has the story from Esther Inglis Arkel. She says, are drugs addictive? As odd as it might sound, one scientist believes that they weren't, at least not to the degree most people insisted. He thought it had more to do with overwhelming misery and depressing environments. And to prove it, he created the ideal environment for rats. In the late 1970s, Canadian psychologist Bruce Alexander was distressed by the laws and policies pertaining to opiate drugs. He didn't approve of the harsh penalties dealt out to people in the name of addiction prevention. Generally, those penalties were applied in order to prevent drug dealers from pushing their product on new people, at which point the addictive nature of the drugs caused people to be hooked. When Alexander looked at the studies indicating the addictive property of drugs, he found what he believed to be insufficient evidence. There were plenty of interviews with drug users who self-reported themselves as being addicted, but Alexander reasoned that they had reasons of their own to declare that their affinity for drugs was beyond their control. Meanwhile, the relatively few studies done on addiction were highly technical and all relied on one thing. That is, they were conducted on rats that lived and died in miserable, cramped cages. It seemed to Alexander that the reported increased rates of addiction in economically depressed areas might have something in common with the consistently high rates of addiction in studies done on rats in distressing environments.
I do wonder when these studies are done on rats, because I kind of picture the type of environment in which a tested on mammal would live in, and they probably don't keep them in whatever their natural environment might be, and how that influences people's studies of them.
Exactly. And that's precisely what this guy was thinking. So he wanted to look a little bit further into his theory. And he pointed out, or the article points out here, that drugs provided relief from pain. And if it was the only relief available, then it was no wonder that anything, animal or human, would turn to it with the fervor of an addict. Alexander began to put forward a new hypothesis. If rats were given a beautiful living area that allowed them a relatively happy life, that they would not become addicted. So he put it to the test and built Rat Park, a testing facility meant to give the rats inside it plenty of room, exercise and play facilities, good food, lots of bottles and boxes to explore, mixed gender company, and private areas to raise their young. His group even painted the walls to resemble a forest. Before populating Rat Park, they forced many of its future inhabitants to ingest morphine hydrochloride for a month and a half. Less lucky rats were fed with morphine and then put in standard lab cages. Once the two groups of rats were housed, they were given a choice between morphine-laced water and regular water. Guess what? Although the caged rats overwhelmingly chose the morphine-laced water, relatively few of the Rat Park residents did.
Hmm. So I would be interested to see this study in for a longer amount of time. The reason being, so my opinion on addiction sort of goes with this. I think that anything that people would consider a psychological addiction, to me, that's not real addiction. Like, addiction to me is a physical need for the drug, right? Because that's an addiction that isn't simply you, like, doing whatever you have to get over it and stop. It's you getting sick or dying because of the withdrawals.
Does it have to require dying? Like,
well,
what if I like a drug so much, or I like, if I don't have it, it makes me sad, and because I'm sad, there's physical things that go along with that.
I wouldn't personally consider that an addiction. So a lot of people would disagree with me, but and I really think this article is interesting. But I wonder what would happen if they had given these rats morphine for 2 years. Because I'm pretty sure that there are a lot of heroin addicts out there that have been junkies for years that will tell you that they get sick if they don't have it. Is that not addiction?
I mean, that's definitely a sign of physical addiction. Yeah, being sick from withdrawals, sure. But the point of the study here was to show that when, you know, given a nice place to live, these rats were much less likely to take the drug-laced water. And there's more. According to this story at io9.com, and we'll post it on our Facebook and Twitter here in a little bit for you, Alexander began trying to induce the Rat Park rats to take the morphine. His best results were with a sugar solution. Rats love sugar, and if the morphine was heavily sugared, then the rats would try it. But they still didn't consume nearly as much as the caged rats.
Mm.
At one point, the caged rats were consuming 20 times as much as the Rat Park residents were. Alexander published his results, declaring that miserable living conditions were the primary cause of addiction to opiates, not the opiates themselves.
It doesn't surprise me really at all. Just because,
no, it doesn't.
I mean, I'm basing this on my experience with humans suffering from addiction, and they don't typically come from, you know, the best backgrounds.
Which is, of course, the result of the war on drugs, because it's basically impossible to be a junkie for any length of time in this country and not be homeless and stealing from people.
That's true, because the drugs are so expensive due to prohibition.
Correct.
But it's certainly true that it may seem like people in lower economic strata are not... It may seem like they're addicted more often than people in the upper economic strata, but I don't know if that's true.
Well, I don't
it
think
just
of
may
it,
be apparent.
I don't think of it so much like that. Like, even wealthy people, like, they might use cocaine instead of crack, but mm-hmm. they still get addicted. My dad had lots of money, but he beat me, so now I, you know, whatever, do whatever drug.
Is that true?
No, I'm saying hypothetical. Sorry.
A little concerned there.
No.
And
he wasn't wealthy either.
Okay.
And I would say there's plenty of wealthy people who are addicted to various prescription drugs.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Just because you are wealthy doesn't mean that you love your life, right? I mean, because a lot of times money doesn't solve the problems that are inherently in you, you know, inside you. Just adding money to that situation won't necessarily make your life better. So I think it's an interesting theory, and maybe you would like to comment at 855-450-FREE. There's a little bit more here on io9.com. His theory didn't gain much popularity, and his procedure seems to have drawn more attention than his conclusions. Scientists realized that isolated animals in cages may not provide a useful response in experiments determining human behavior, but few people hold to the theory that drugs are not, for the most part, addictive. A similar experiment that seemed to contradict his results didn't help, although its framers admitted that they might have done the experiment with two different rat subspecies, one which might be resistant to addiction. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So your thoughts on the nature of addiction? Are people less likely to become addicted to a drug if their lives are better in general? 855-450-FREE, share your experience and thoughts.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your hard-earned money in the Wall Street casino. How you can bypass banks and credit cards and become your own source of financing. And how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Flex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live toll free number for you. Bring up anything is 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line, and SACL CAI has for a long time been the sponsor of the phone lines here. They are a great company that can get your accounts receivable taken care of. Sick and tired of doing collections on your own, or tired of whatever company you've hired doing it? Well, turn to SACL CAI. They will treat you and your customers with respect, thereby actually collecting on the account and making it so you can keep your customers down the line, too. You can see their banner right at the top of freetalklive.com's banner column. Just look on the right-hand side of the page for SACL CAI.
And we're going to continue here. We'll take your calls about anything, but we've been talking about addiction, and maybe we can come back around to this, because I know, Julia, you've got some thoughts on this that you might want to share. But we'll get to that here in moments, and we'll talk a little bit more about Rat Park. But Ken is on the line listening in Minnesota. First up, Ken, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, guys. First off, enjoying that little addiction talk you guys are talking about, but I think we're going to take a little side break. My name is Ken. I also go by the pseudonym Berserk on BagelLovers.net, the number one juggalo news source on the internet. And we just I just saw an article just a couple days ago about this underground rapper. He's not even known, but he had just written a song mentioning about the Boston attack, and he said some kind of just mediocre, really not great. And now they got him in jail. They have him on $1 million bond. I just think that's kind of funny because that violates two of his constitutional rights, which is obviously the first, which is freedom of speech, and the eighth, which is cruel and unusual punishment.
Is this for a song he wrote?
It was for a song he wrote. He was just trying to, you know, mention something kind of edgy and relevant in the news and stuff. So it got out, and he was immediately arrested. He's in jail, sitting in jail right now.
And what is this rapper's name?
I can't remember. Can't recall it. Like I said, it wasn't really anybody known.
So what's the source of this news?
I was given a link from a friend that was getting passed around because I'm pretty into the underground, so I get a lot of the cool little links and all the information pretty quick. And I was just reading the article, and like he's $1 million bond is kind of a lot for just saying something.
So where would our listeners be able to go to actually verify the story is true? Because, I mean, it sounds pretty outrageous.
It does sound pretty outrageous. And I'd just say if you would Google rapper mentions Boston attack held on bond, I'm sure that would pop up.
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of looked for that or something similar to that, and I couldn't find it. Maybe we'll have to do a little bit more digging, but I appreciate the heads up, and thanks for the call tonight. Let's go to Steve listening in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Steve.
Hello, Free Talk Live. I had I had a couple questions about Bitcoins tonight. I hope that'll be okay.
Yeah, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Great. So I know that you guys aren't the official authority on Bitcoins, but you know you talk about it enough that you definitely will know more than me.
Okay.
So the first question I had was, I recently bought some Bitcoins on the service Coinbase, and I guess I just want to know your opinion. Should I leave the Bitcoins on the Coinbase server, or is it recommended? Is there some benefit to transferring them to a Bitcoin wallet?
I think that you are definitely best off transferring them to a wallet that is fully under your control. If the website is hacked, then they could lose all your coins, and there goes your money. In fact, I had some money on Vercurex, which is a Bitcoin trading site, and they're down, and they might have gotten hacked. So, I might be out however many, Bitcoins that was. So, there's high level of risk, I would say, involved in any Bitcoins that are not kept in your own wallet that you know 100% of the security features surrounding it.
Is there any disadvantage for putting them in a wallet, like costs associated with it?
No. No, in fact, if you're running your own wallet on your computer, there's no cost associated with that, unless you're including the cost of your Internet connection.
Mm. Right. Okay, cool. The second question I had was more about the functionality of Bitcoins, because it's technologically way over my head. So the way I'm trying to understand it, I know that, if these were, say, like dollar bills online, each dollar bill has its own serial number, and if I split that dollar into four quarters, then each quarter is trackable. But as I understand it, each Bitcoin is infinitely divisible. So if I've got one Bitcoin, and that Bitcoin has its own unique code, then what happens if I give half of that coin to somebody else? Are there then two new codes generated, one for each half?
That's probably too technical for my know-how. I don't know if either of you ladies...
No, I don't ask me good at that.
I don't know if it's necessarily – I don't think the system – and I'm sure there's some Bitcoin whiz who may be dialing up here to give us the exact answer. But I think that what the codes are that you're thinking of are essentially the keys to the wallet. So let me give a brief overview to my understanding of how this works. So when you have a wallet, a Bitcoin wallet on your computer, you have two sets of keys. There's the set of public keys and then private keys. So if you are the one with the private keys, then you are the one who has the ability to access the Bitcoins that are in that wallet. And the unique identifier is that Bitcoin wallet private and public key. So there's a certain number of Bitcoins that are associated with that wallet, and that number can change as you decide to send Bitcoins away or purchase Bitcoins or whatever. So, you know, in this moment, that number might the number of that wallet, the keys that are associated with that wallet might have 10 Bitcoins there, and then if you send the 5 of those 10 to somebody else, that hasn't changed your wallet code or anything like that. It's just that on the Bitcoin network, the tracking of the amount of Bitcoins that are in that wallet is less than it was before. Does that make any sense?
Completely makes sense. It's a very different way of understanding it, but it makes perfect sense.
Yeah, so the answer is each Bitcoin does not have its own unique identifier. It's the wallets that are unique, I think.
Got it.
That's my best answer for you.
Great. Well, thank you for your help.
Hey, thanks, Steve. And I see that you're in California. Any chance you're coming to the Bitcoin Expo, Bitcoin 2013, next week?
You know, I think that's closer to Northern California near, what, San Jose or San Francisco, and I'm in Los Angeles, so that's quite a distance. But
California is a big place.
I wish I could.
Good point. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. I don't know where anything is in California, so thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. That is where Mark and myself are going to be coming up next week. We're at this time next week, we will be broadcasting live from Bitcoin 2013. It's happening May 17th through the 19th. It's called Bitcoin 2013, The Future of Payments. And this is going to be the place to be if you're into Bitcoin. You're going to be able to meet the people from major Bitcoin websites like Coinbase, BitInstant, Facebook. Apparently is going to be there talking about Bitcoins, Nerd Tribe, and lots of big name people in the Bitcoin world, people like Roger Ver, Charlie from BitInstant. There's lots of great folks who are going to be at this event, and even some people from the Liberty community. Some of the Liberty ladies are going to be there, including Angela Keaton from antiwar.com, our very own Carla Garrick, the president of the Free State Project, and Stephanie from Free Aid, and also host of Free Talk Live on Sunday nights.
So the FSP is bringing the chicks.
That's right, and there are going to be, so there's a good Liberty contingent that's going to be there. We're going to have like a Liberty hangout, I think, on Saturday night or something like that. So it's going to be a lot of fun. You should go to Bitcoin2013.com to get signed up now. Word is there might be 1,000 people attending this first-year conference. That's a huge turnout. I mean, Porkfest, after 10 years, has gotten past 1,000 people. This is the Bitcoin conference. The first year, it's already about to hit 1,000 people. So imagine what it's going to be like in another 5 years. More coming up. You can get it on the ground floor. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo. Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo, June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products, learn valuable survival techniques, meet other preppers, and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge with seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at doomsdayexpo.com. Doomsdayexpo.com. Preparation starts here.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we have on the site. We give them all away, including news updates. You get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com. You can sign up for our email updates or follow us on Twitter or Facebook. And, of course, like everything on our site, it's totally free. So go to news.freetalklive.com. The Porcupine Freedom Festival is just around the corner. Now, right around the corner is the Bitcoin thing going on in California, Bitcoin2013.com. But on the East Coast, about a month later, you're going to be able to attend the Porcupine Freedom Festival in northern New Hampshire at the beautiful Rogers Campground, right across, literally right across from the White Mountains, with such an incredible view. One of my favorite parts about being at Rogers, I mean, it's great to be around hundreds and probably over 1,000 like-minded, liberty-oriented people. That's, to me, the real attraction of Porkfest. But it's awfully nice to be in such a beautiful place.
I know. So many people have pictures from Porkfest up on their page year-round just because everything turns out so nice. When the weather's beautiful, it's a great time.
Yeah, and yeah, sometimes it'll rain up there, but it's really nice most of the time, and it's just a great time. I highly recommend it. You can go to porkfest.com. Get your early bird ticket still for $50. And that deal, as I understand it, goes away at the end of the month. So go to Porkfest, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. You can learn a whole lot more about all the things that will be occurring. This is a week long in June. This is June 17th through the 23rd. And this is the premier event that the Free State Project puts on during the summertime to really give people a taste of what it's like to be around people who love liberty. Imagine being around hundreds of people who think like you do all the time. Like, imagine that. Imagine the Porcupine Freedom Festival, where you're literally surrounded by people who get it when it comes to freedom. And then imagine that going all year long. And maybe that's something we could have happen someday when we finally get enough people in New Hampshire
together, getting active to achieve more liberty in our lifetime. That's the goal of the Free State Project, and part of the Porcupine Freedom Festival is to give you a taste of what it's like to actually be up here and what it could be like in the future when we have a larger concentration of activists in one place than we currently do today. At this point, the Free State Project has only reached about 5 or 6% of its ultimate goal of moving 20,000 people here to New Hampshire. So we only have about 1,100 people that are here in the state. We're just barely getting started, and Porkfest is essentially the showcase for a lot of the things that are going on up here. Plus, you get to meet interesting people. Bob Murphy, who I think is one of your favorite speakers.
Yep.
Allie, and then also Lou Rockwell. I believe it's going to be his first time at Porkfest.
Wow, Lou Rockwell's coming. That's great.
Big one.
He's a big one. Deal. I mean, LouRockwell.com is basically the number one liberty-oriented website out there.
He's also a great speaker. I love how sure he is of his opinions and how he can sort of like cut through all the fluff when he talks.
I heard rumors that he is a ghostwriter for Ron Paul.
Wouldn't surprise me.
I don't know if it's true, but I believe that to be true.
Man, I'm sad I won't be there.
Well, there's always next
year. I'm sad you won't be there, too.
Julia's going to a rave in a very far away place.
I'm going to Spain for 10 days for a week, well, 8-day long rave, yes.
So, understand.
On the beach.
Understandable, you're going to have a good time too. But porkfest.com. Porkfest is like the burning porcupine, burning man of the liberty movement, and you don't want to miss out. So porkfest.com, learn more there. Chris is on the line in somewhere, CF. I don't know where. Oh, CT. CT,
yes.
Connecticut.
Chris. Steven and lovely liberty ladies. Allie and Julia.
Hi.
Hey, Chris, can you back up off your phone by, like, an inch, maybe, or something like that?
How is that in?
Not that much better, but go ahead. Maybe it's something on our end. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I just wanted to try and clear up for the previous caller, Steve, concerning Bitcoin. He had asked some good questions, and I am no expert, as you yourself claim not to be. But I just want to clear up that you did say that each Bitcoin is infinitely divisible, correct, Ian?
I didn't say that. He said that. It's currently divisible, as I understand it, up to 8 decimal places. I may be wrong about that, but they could expand that if necessary.
Yeah, and that could extend it, and I'm not sure if that is the hard limit that they're talking about, but we'll get to that in a second, if you will.
I don't know if I've got too many more seconds. It's really hard to understand your call. I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to put you on hold here for just a moment, and maybe we can get you on a better phone or something like that. I had a hard time. It was really kind of muffled.
I guess if Bitcoin went super up in price, it would need to be divisible by more than 8 decimal points. But I think the market can sort of decide how divisible it really needs to be practical.
Well, ultimately, the people who are behind the programming of the Bitcoin would have to decide that. So if, like today, Bitcoins are over $100, $100 per Bitcoin. But like you're saying, Allie, if all, you know, someday in the future, a Bitcoin is worth $1 billion at that point, maybe then they'll have the interest in moving the decimal point a little bit or making it further divisible than it currently is. But that's something that's one of those bridges that they can cross when they come to it, and it's probably only a matter of a few tweaks to the code. It probably wouldn't take them very long to make that change. So I'm sorry, we lost his call, so if he can get on a better phone and call back, I'd be very interested in hearing what he had to say, but we got to be able to understand you. So 855-450-FREE. Now, we were talking at the beginning of the hour about addiction, and this story from io9.com about the rats, which I have posted, by the way, to our Facebook page and Twitter at facebook.freetalklive.com. The Rat Park, a testing facility that was designed with a rat's happiness in mind, instead of just shoving rats in a cage and then doping them up with whatever the test, in this case it was opiates, but whatever drug you're wanting to test. And then claiming that, oh, well, you know, look, these rats are addicted, so therefore that's what humans would do. And, well, no, wait, what if the rats actually lived in a place where they liked to live? What if they weren't in this crappy little cage? What if they were in this, you know, palatial area with all kinds of wonderful things for rats to do and play with and enjoy? Would that change their likelihood of being addicted? It changes that big time.
It shocks me he's the first scientist to think of this factor.
Well, he thought of it in the 70s, so he may not have been the... he was the first, but this isn't, I guess, new news. It's just news that hasn't really been covered very well.
I know that we were talking about how this addiction, how, like, it relates to prohibition, how if you're addicted to a substance that's illegal, then that doesn't really help your lifestyle situation because it drives the price up and you have to resort to stealing. But I also thought about how a lot of these studies that the government relies on to justify prohibition, they use rats that I don't think that they used the happiest rats ever or anything like that. So it doesn't really surprise me that, because a lot of times the government just wants a study to validate whatever they want to do, right?
Well, another interesting thing to think about is how your opinion and how you were raised basically to think about drugs affects the way you feel about doing them. Let me explain a little further. So when I was younger, at 10, I was very intrigued by drugs. By age 14, I decided that I wanted to try drugs. I was never scared of drugs, and I always, for the most part, had very positive experiences, and I don't feel guilty when I do the drugs. I feel good about it.
Did you not have DARE, or you just
had DARE.
You could see through it.
Well, I had DARE, and when I was a kid, I was scared of drugs because everybody told me that they were scary, but I didn't even know what they were. You know what I mean? It was just like this thing called drugs that's terrifying. I decided that I thought that the war on drugs was just nuts when I took a Spanish class when I was 13 years old, and the teacher was talking about how, in Spain, the drinking habits are different over there, and they don't have the binge drinking problems. So in my head, I immediately thought, if drugs were like that over here, it would be a different situation. Like, that just clicked with me. And so I just always, from the get-go, was really positive about some drugs, using them right. So I have a friend who still just feels so guilty about doing drugs, even though he likes them.
The ones that are illegal?
The ones that are illegal. Oh, he has no problem abusing alcohol. That's a non-issue. Doesn't feel bad about it at all. But when it comes to illegal drugs, it's like he can't get over what he was taught as a kid.
Will you
know
talk
what I mean?
More
and
about
it affects his mood.
We can talk about, more about that here in moments. And you're welcome to share your experience. 855-453. Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Maybe share your experience with being an addict or knowing someone who has been an addict. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. And also, you can, I didn't mention this earlier, but it is usually available for you, Skype. You can Skype to us at username lrn.fm. So we'd love to hear your experiences, because what started this whole conversation up was the story about Rat Park, where a scientist in the 1970s got it in his head that maybe this whole testing rats while they're in a crappy cage that can't be fun to live in, and giving them a bunch of dope, maybe that's not giving us a realistic example of, you know, how addictive these drugs are. What if we put the rats in a place where they're completely, you know, entertained, where they're healthy, where they're enjoying their lives? Would they then be as interested in you know, doping up? And it turns out they're nowhere near as interested in it.
Do rats, I know they study rats because they have, like, similar social structures, I guess, as human beings. But, like, I wonder, because the human brain is a lot more complex than a rat's brain, right? I mean, that's obvious.
Sure. Yeah.
So I'm, because when you're saying this, I'm kind of thinking that I definitely think there's some merit to this study. However, I wonder, I feel like the longer most people do drugs, if it gets out of control, like if you're doing them daily, for example, the longer that goes on, the harder it is to maintain that same level of happiness.
Sure. I mean, if you're talking about somebody who has been addicted to drugs, and as you pointed out earlier, those drugs are illegal, it'll become more and more difficult to fund that drug habit, and therefore you end up going to dark places to try to do that.
Even if that wasn't a factor, there's just sort of it is a crutch. If you're using it every day, like, there is some mental unrest that comes with the fact that you know what I mean? You use this substance every single day, or
well, so just because it becomes harder over time to deal with whatever the problem is, which you're using drugs to basically cure.
Just to clarify, are we talking about escapism drugs, or are we talking about addictive drugs like caffeine or something like that?
I mean, I'm just talking in general. I don't really like the term escapism drugs, because I think that each drug has a variety of uses and people use them for a variety of reasons.
That's true. But so, one would argue that, at least by this person's study, he's pointing out that beasts that want to escape from their circumstance, in this case the rats in the cage, the undesirable cage, were far more likely to use very serious drug, in this case morphine, which would absolutely probably change how they were feeling about being where they were.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess.
So I was just asking for clarification on which drugs you were talking about as far as what you were asking.
I was just talking about drugs in general. Yeah. I wasn't really picking a specific one. I just think...
Are you suggesting that if you've got an addiction to caffeine,
okay,
that long-term that you'll be having a real bad time because of that as opposed to heroin?
Obviously, it's not the same.
Right.
I think that I don't really like to use the word harder because I think that when most people think hard and soft drugs, it's kind of skewed based on how illegal they are.
I think you could categorize heroin as hard.
Yeah, I think that most people would agree that heroin is a harder drug than caffeine, but... So I think that the effects would be stronger, but it bothers me that I drink caffeine every day, and actually I am
two weeks sober. 2 weeks.
But it kind of gets to me sometimes, you know, it's when I'm addicted to Red Bull, and I've been addicted for 3 years, and it's expensive.
It's frustrating.
It's frustrating because
it's
the first thing that I think of when I get up in the morning, and it instantly improves my mood. Like, I'm not happy.
The Red Bull, obviously, their main thing is the caffeine, but you didn't say, I'm addicted to caffeine. You said Red Bull.
Mm. That's because I do not drink coffee.
You're right.
I do not, like, I don't care
about
any of
that
stuff.
And you don't think coffee, if you stop drinking Red Bull and start drinking coffee, it's not like, oh, this is caffeine, same thing.
No, it's Red Bull.
You don't feel that would satisfy you?
I don't like Monster or any of those other drinks. It is Red Bull 100% of the time.
Can you be addicted to things that just remind you of something you find pleasant?
I don't know. Probably.
Like, could I be addicted to the color yellow?
I think you could be. I would personally say I'm a little addicted to the color blue.
This is true. Let's go to Bill, listening in Hibbing, Minnesota, to WNMT. Hey, Bill.
Hey, guys. It's Berserk with FagerLovers.net. I figured I'd give you guys a call back because you cut me off air and were being kind of condescending towards me.
Well, we only give you one call per night, Bill, and you called with a story about somebody who was allegedly in trouble, and I told you that was interesting, so I asked you for a source. You couldn't name it, so I don't know if that was condescension. It was just we were kind of done with your call. Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Sorry, one call per night. That's the rule here on Free Talk Live, and I can't please everybody as far as how much airtime you get. Really, the most important factor is how interesting that we think that you are here behind the microphones. And somebody calling with an unverified story about something that allegedly happened sounds interesting. I wish I knew more. And tell you what, if you do find out where that story is, again, his allegation was that there was an underground rapper who was so underground he didn't even know who it was, that was arrested and put into some cell and held on $1 million bond because he had allegedly rapped about the Boston bombing. It sounds like an absolutely outrageous story. And
sounds like the kind of thing I might bring in for show prep. So yeah. If he has a source...
Right. If you got a source, go ahead and put it up on the freetalklive.com website. That's what the whole site's built around, is you submitting your stories that you think are interesting to the website, and then basically it's submitting it to our other listeners, because everybody who's on the site gets to vote up or down on whether or not they liked what you've submitted, and you get to vote on things too, and if there's enough votes in the up direction, then they'll make it to the front page of the site, meaning more people are likely to see the story. So there you go. And plus, you know, you've got the plug thing going on every time you know, we answer the phone, and that kind of rubs the wrong way, because this is a commercial radio program, and we make money by selling advertisements. So, you know, you call in multiple times in the same night and plug your website right out the gate, just sounds kind of, untrustworthy, scammy.
Sure.
I don't know. That was the impression I got from his call. I don't know how you ladies felt about it.
Well, I don't know. Just in day-to-day life, every time I hear or see an ad, it's kind of like, all right, skip that, because I want the real content. I don't want to hear ads all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I understand that ads are a necessary part of life and whatever. But if I can avoid that, I would like to.
And he had actually said something about how he ran the, like, most popular Juggalo news site.
Lost me at Juggalo.
Right.
That's where I was like, what? Okay, so bad taste in music. Let's... carry on.
Yeah, so, one plug, okay, that's one thing. And when I asked him where he got his article from or where we could go to see it, that would have been his opportunity to actually plug his website again.
Sure, yeah.
Like, I was specifically asking for a website to go to get this information. Had he posted that story on his site, he would have had the perfect opening to at that point say, well, you can get it on the number one Juggalo news site, blah, blah, blah. But he didn't, so... Sorry, 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. All right, so we were talking about addiction and kind of the nature of it and, you know, what are the circumstances that affect addiction? And, you know, would somebody who is in a comfortable place be as likely to become addicted? Certainly addiction would be possible in the rat park scenario. It just wasn't near as likely because the rats were not under a stressful environment. They were not as, they didn't hate their lives as much, allegedly, so they were less likely to alter their state of consciousness.
So does this sort of go against the idea that addiction is a genetic quality?
I don't believe that at all.
You don't believe that it's genetic?
No, I don't. It may be. Okay, so I watched a really interesting documentary on alcohol addiction, and in specifically they were looking at people's brains after they'd consumed alcohol under an MRI scanner, and what they found was that the majority of people, when they drink alcohol, the pleasure center of the brain, like, lit up halfway. So most people could take it or leave it. And then there were some people where it lit up, like, all the way. So those are the people that really love drinking, and the rest of us don't understand, like, why they love it so much. Mm-hmm. And then there were some people who it didn't really light up at all. So those are the people that don't get it, right? They don't understand why people like drinking. So I guess maybe that aspect of it could be genetic. Like, your dad's brain is like this and your brain is like this. I'm not a genetics pro, but I think a lot of the information surrounding, like, alcoholism is just wrong.
And don't people's brains change, too? Like, I don't know. I'm going to try to speak from personal experience, but it could have been... Like, I feel like I used to like drinking more, but I was also underage.
Yeah.
And so it might have just been the
sexy,
rebellious thing about
forbidden.
It.
Forbidden.
Yeah.
I think that when you say things like, well, it's genetic, well, it's a disease, these are all things that kind of make it easier for you to just say, it's not my fault,
right.
I can't help it, I'm just an alcoholic, I was born this way.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I've got the story, by the way, thanks to SciFaze, who did some digging. He found a Raw Story piece as well as Huffington Post about this rapper who is possibly in some trouble here. Maybe we'll give you more details on that story coming up. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Your comments on addiction also still welcome. You can take control here and bring up anything you would like. Hour 2's next. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live is going to be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com. Save now. $5 a pill for Viagra or Cialis in 32-count generic packages. Compare $5 a pill to up to $25 in the U.S. Save On Meds pharmacies have been importing safe, reliable medicine to U.S. customers for 9 years. Get generic Viagra and Cialis for $5 a pill with confidence. Call for a free quote and info. It's Save On Meds. 888-6969-363. 888-6969-363.
What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, and a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included, designed to be practical and built to last yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.